Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here in Mishnah Yomi. Today is in chapter 2, Avodah Zarah, Mishnayot 5 and 6. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he relates, Shal Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yeshua, Kashu Hayim Acholchin Bederech. In a previous generation, Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yehoshua when they were walking on the road. Of course, when Jews are walking together, they're talking in Torah. Amar Lo, he asked him, Mipnei Ma Asru Givinot Ha'ovde Kohavim. What's the reason the cheese of pagans is forbidden? Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua answered, Mipnei Shema Amidin Ota Bekeva Shel Nevela. Because they use as a ma'amid, ma'amid means to stand up, it's the starter, as the rennet it's called, they use the keva, the stomach contents of a nevela, and calf that did not get proper shechita. So they would kill the calf, and then they would scoop the goop out of its stomach, which is partially digested milk from the mother cow, plus the stomach enzymes, and those enzymes will continue the digestion process to form cheese. So Rabbi Yishmael doesn't really accept this explanation. Amar lo, he says, tells Rabbi Yeshua, halo kevat ola chamora mikeva nevela. Isn't the stomach contents of a carbon ola considered more chamor? I mean, it's an offering. You can't have any benefit from an offering. Isn't that more strict than the stomach contents of an animal that just didn't get shechita, that died? The Amru, and our sages told us, Kohen Shadaito Yofe, a Kohen who has a good mind, meaning he's not picky, he's not particular. Sorfa Chaya, he could scoop up the stomach contents of a carbon ola that was just slaughtered and butchered in the temple, and he could actually drink that. And it's, you know, it's milk, and maybe it's something like cottage cheese. It's milk plus the enzymes going on in the baby calf's stomach. So Rabbi Yishmael is arguing if the stomach contents of a carbon ola, an offering, would be allowed to eat it, then certainly the stomach contents of a nevela shouldn't be a problem. Mishnah says, Velo hodulo, the rabbis actually didn't agree to that halacha. Aval amru, they did say, a nehenin velo moalin. A Kohen could not, in fact, have any benefit, including eating or drinking the stomach contents of an ola. But if he did so, if he sold the stuff to someone, there's no me'ila. We'll talk about me'ila. There's a whole mesechet about me'ila. It is the improper use of temple property. Chazar Amar Lo. So then they're still walking, and Rabbi Yehoshua tells Rabbi Yishmael another idea. Because they use the stomach contents of animals that were slaughtered for the sake of idolatry. And that's Asur Behana. Amar lo, imken, lamalo surbana. So Rabbi Yishmael answers, then it should be Asur not just to eat it, it should be Asur to do any business with it. So Rabbi Yishmael has a pretty good argument. You're going to love this. He seal the devar achar. Rabbi Yehoshua changes the subject. Now, the Rav Bartner explains why he changed the subject, because this was a very new gezerah, a very new rabbinical edict against the cheese of the non-Jews. It hadn't even been in existence for 12 months yet. Velo migole taima ad treso yacheshota. The rabbis would never reveal the reasons behind a new gezerah until at least 12 months, until the gezerah spreads, because people are going to start arguing about it. If the rabbis say, we're having a new edict because of this reason, somebody's going to come up with a reason to argue on their idea. So because it was in the first 12 months, Rabbi Yehoshua really didn't want to explain to his Talmud, Rabbi Yishmael, he changed the subject. Amar lo, he tells him, Yishmael achi, Yishmael my brother, heich atakore, how do you read this pasuk? It's right at the beginning of Shira Shirim, the Song of Songs, the Holy of Holies, that almost 2 weeks ago, there's an incredible minhag to recite Shira Shirim at the end of the Pesach Seder. So this is right at the beginning of Shira Shirim, ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Because your love is better than wine. O kitovim dodayich. Do you read dodecha with a masculine cha or dodayich as a feminine? So the idea here is Shira Shirim is a love song between Hashem and Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael usually is used in the feminine form. So if it's cha, then it's Am Yisrael addressing Hashem as the masculine in this love song. And if it's ayich, the ich, is the feminine form, that would be Hashem addressing Am Yisrael with this statement. Amar lo, Rabbi Yishmael says, ki do tovim dodayich. He says, I read it dodayich. Amar lo, he says, ein adavar ken. That's not the right way to read it. Shehori chaveru melamed alav. Because the next verse says, lo reach shemanecha. tovim. And that's the cha, the masculine, the fragrance of your oils is good. So just like the wine here, or your love is better than wine, that's cha, that's the Am Yisrael talking to Hashem. So to the next verse is Am Yisrael talking to Hashem. So what's the real reason we can't eat cheese made by non-Jews? So Shulchan Aruch Yiradeya, section 115, talks all about this. But the Rav Bartner here brings a little bit of an explanation. Actually, he brings a really great explanation in the parish here. He says, because they use not just the stomach contents, the partially curdled milk, they use the lining of the stomach, or keva, shel shechitat akum, shu nevela. So they're taking nevela, they're using the skin of it, which is actually meat, and even if it's not enough meat to be basar b'chalav, because again, it's a ma'amid, it's a starter, it's the thing that causes the cheese to cheese. So then even if there's a lot of milk and you can't even taste the meat, the stomach lining that they used, because the stomach lining is the starter that has the enzymes that makes the cheese go, then it is forbidden. And again, see Shulchan Aruch Yiradeya, section 115, for all about this. Let's go on to Mishnah Vav. Eilu devarim sh'ov dekhavim asurin. These items from pagans are forbidden. Ve'ein isurin isur hana. But it's not a total prohibition in benefit. So Jews cannot eat them, but they could buy them and resell them to other non-Jews. What are they? Chalav shechalavo ov dekochavim v'ein Yisrael ro'ehu. Milk that was milked by a pagan and a Jew was not watching. So it's not chalav Yisrael. Of course, here in America, there is a famous heter of Rav Moshe Feinstein who says that since the government will shut down any business that sells milk that's not cow milk, there are people who rely on that, but consult your local Orthodox dairy and rabbi. The Mishnah adds v'apat, and the bread. Now, bread is the staple of the meal, and our sages were worried if people break bread together, they tend to marry each other. They're married into the family. So we don't want an idolater giving bread to a Jew, and, you know, he's have a dinner with us and meet my daughter. We don't want that happening. However, the Bartnura brings from the Gemara that bread made in bakeries that you're taking home, there's a leniency, and also if a traveler has to buy homemade bread from someone because he's traveling, has nothing else to eat, that would be okay if he's not eating with the pagans. And back in the Mishnah, v'shemen shalahen, also their oil. Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, ubeit dino hitiru b'shemen. They actually changed it to allow the oil. Bartnura points out this is because the gezeira had not taken hold. People hadn't really accepted this. They had no other options. Rebbe saw that the people had no other options and rescinded the earlier edict. And of course, we're talking about even oil and bread that's completely kosher. The Mishnah adds ushlakot and cooked foods. There's something called bishul akum, food that was cooked by a non-Jew. Again, we don't eat because we don't want social involvement, inviting over for to be your guest, and end up he'll introduce you to his daughter. Uchvoshim, anything pickled, shadarkan latochan yain v'chometz, where they put wine or vinegar into the pickling brine. V'tarit trufa, little fish that are chopped up, because once they're chopped up, you can't see the fins and scales on everything. There might be non-kosher fish mixed in. V'tzir she'ein bo doga kilbit sholetet bo. Fish brine that doesn't have a little kilbit fish swimming in it. The kilbit fish is a tester fish. It only swims in the brine of kosher fish. V'chachilak. Chilak is a smooth fish, meaning when it's smaller, it doesn't have fins and scales. It grows them when it's later, when it's older and larger. The koret shel chiltit, chopped up chiltit. Chiltit is a very spicy vegetable. In the Shulchan Aruch, they mention onions, sharp radishes would be in this category. Since it's a spicy vegetable, if the pagan uses his knife to cut it, then whatever taste is absorbed in the knife, like from him cutting up nevela and treifa, that's going to go into the vegetable. And normally, old tastes don't have an effect if they're over 24 hours old, but here, because of the sharpness, the harifut of these vegetables, onions and the like, it reawakens and spreads the tastes. Melech salkontit, this melech salkontit was eaten with pig fat and non-kosher fats. Harei elu asurin ve'ein isurin isur olam. These things are forbidden, they're not forbidden behana. So a Jew could do business with them, could buy them from one pagan and sell them to a different pagan. Just a quick note, at the end of Mishnah 5, what Rabbi Yehoshua does, changing the subject because he didn't want to explain the Gezerah, this is not just trying to dodge responsibility and make people not question the rabbis. They were happy to explain the reasoning later, but this is also what Hashem does. Hashem makes Gezerot, Hashem makes edicts in our lives, And Hashem doesn't have to explain himself. Everything he does is for the very best, and we might not realize the reasons behind what Hashem did. It might be painful or difficult for us right now, and eventually we're going to realize that what Hashem has done for us in the big picture, in the long run, is ultimately for everyone's good. Hazak avroch, tizkulu mitzvot.